Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, Nicole Shanahan is going to be RFK Jr.'s vice presidential pick. I can tell you a lot about her, but as the event started, I'm looking here. It is not start. Anyway, she's from the Bay Area. And I know a lot about her. I can tell you 55 things you might want to and need to know about her. Raised on welfare, single parent household, Oakland, California, daughter of a Chinese immigrant. She went on for a successful career, patent lawyer, entrepreneur, marrying into Uber wealth after meeting the Google co-founder, Sergey Brin, at a yoga festival. What the hell is a yoga? Do you know what a yoga festival is?
It's where very flexible people go and celebrate each other's flexibility.
Okay. It's a celebration.
You are welcome,
of flexibility.
America.
No, there's a mixed martial artist I know that is amazing at it.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, yoga is phenomenal. I do it 3-4 times a week. I love it. It's awesome. But what people do when they go to yoga festivals with their body is beyond. That's not regular yoga like what I'm doing for a half an hour. These people can stretch beyond the limits. It's ridiculous.
Listen, I've had Sensei has made me plank, and I'm like, oh, man, this sucks.
You must be great at that.
I'm actually not bad at it, but I don't like it. It's like doing burpees. Who the hell wants to do that?
No, I don't do burpees. That's no. Mm-mm, I'm too weak.
Anyway, so she ends up a very, very wealthy woman. She's been married, divorced twice. I'm not getting into the specifics of it, but amassed a fortune in the tech sector. I'm not against people being successful. Has become philanthropic and a political player, leading donor behind RFK Jr.'s unexpected Super Bowl ad in February. Emerged as a top contender for VP. After a few days of speculation that maybe it's going to be Aaron Rodgers or what's his name from Deadliest Catch, Mike Rowe. I'm like, no, it's not. Or, you know, Jesse the Body Ventura. I really wanted Jesse. I was pulling for Jesse. I wanted Jesse just for the sheer entertainment value he would bring to it, because he's not the same guy he was when he was governor. I'll tell you that. He's kind of crazy these days. Anyway, long story short, here's my take on it. I think that probably she was chosen because she can finance the campaign. Is that terrible to say?
Yes.
I you think it is terrible?
Yes.
Why? Because I'm not the only one that's been saying it. I've read it in numerous places.
We're not talking about everybody else. You just said, is it a terrible thing to say? I said, yes.
Why is that a terrible thing to say? Do you think it's true?
I don't know if it's true or not, but I would say, well, perhaps she has some technical prowess. Perhaps she can help with promotion.
Technical prowess.
Social media. You know, she might have an in
social
there.
Media. Okay. What background and experience does she have?
I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know.
She's going to be picked VP.
I don't know anything about this woman. I would not vote for her for vice president. I would vote for, you know, my dog Winston over her. I don't know her. You know, Winston, I know him. He's a good dog, you know, but at the end of the day, I, you know, RFK at least is trying something
different.
Well,
let me serve her a compliment. I mean, she grew up in a single family parent household. Mother raised her and her brother, low income, on welfare. She said she remembers her mother being ashamed to use food stamps, asking her brother to leave the store so that they wouldn't watch her using them. She grew up, she said she only had two T-shirts that fit her. I love this story about her. I do too.
I think it's awesome. And honestly,
the American dream.
Where are we coming from? Right? The community.
Exactly.
When the community is in the community.
Yeah, I got so, okay.
You know?
That's a low bar.
This is the benchmark.
Important. It's
a very low bar.
From so many incredible leaders. For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present, and to be able to contextualize it, to understand where we exist in the history and in the moment as it relates not only to the past, but the future.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community.
I can't take it, and I have too much to get through. She did say that school was the one reliable thing I had in my life. There's nothing here except an impressive resume and life story, which I think is compelling, that tells me she has any clue about being the vice president. Nobody's ever heard her name in the political world before. I do like her life story, her personal story, but I will tell you the fact that she funded that football ad at the Super Bowl and everything in between, you know, makes me suspicious that maybe money had something to do with this. I don't know. I mean, because apparently she's extraordinarily wealthy, which is great. But short of that, you know, tell me what she has done since she, you know, that would qualify her to be vice president. I don't know. I don't see anything. Here's what the most interesting part of RFK's run now is now become is Biden's team is so freaked out about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his impact on the election. They have now built an entire operation, according to Axios, dedicated to attacking Kennedy. And those contrasting approaches are now coming into focus because he's polling better than any independent candidate since Ross Perot did in 92. And now he is facing real scrutiny, which he deserves to face. I know that some conservatives have been intrigued by him, but the last interview I had with him did not go particularly well on his behalf because I challenged him. I said, beyond these three issues about what he says about immigration and what he says about men playing in women's sports, and obviously everybody knows him best for his position on immunization, and probably more conservatives than liberals were more skeptical, and studies have shown this, than the left on the issue of COVID and the vaccines. Okay, those positions of Robert F. Kennedy, there's the three issues that might appeal to conservatives. Might. Maybe they do. But this is a guy that is the most radical environmentalist I've ever seen in my life. When you read the background and the narrative that he has been pushing his entire life, then you look at his political history. He has supported every radical left-wing Democratic presidential candidate in history. That's his life's history. Not saying he's bad. I'm just saying that's where he stands. So naturally, Biden's campaign, the DNC, have now had to dedicate a team of staffers and consultants to diminish Kennedy. The DNC is arguing that RFK Jr. is a stalking horse for Trump. He's not doing anything for Donald Trump, that I can tell you, who shares mega donor Tim Mellon with the former president. But anyway, the White House also notes the Kennedy family isn't. I do feel bad for him. His entire family has turned against them and is now campaigning against them. I don't like that. Or maybe is that a red flag that we should pay attention to? What do they know about him that we don't know about him? Well, anyways, now in talks to run on the Libertarian Party presidential ticket, that could translate, you know, whatever popularity he has into becoming a near guaranteed choice on ballots in all 50 states. And, you know, although they're saying that the Libertarian Party chair is spoke with Kennedy in recent weeks. And anyway, the two have been in contact. Kennedy's not a libertarian, but his presidential campaign was a he wanted to be a Democratic presidential nominee. And the Libertarian Party has consistently made it on the ballot in all 50 states and D.C. And the Libertarian ticket has performed better on the presidential level when it has a candidate with high name recognition. But he's a Democrat. He's a liberal, left wing, climate alarmist, religious, cultist Democrat. And I'm sure this person probably say, anyway, this is Kennedy's wife. Okay, Kennedy's wife.
You hear what Bobby has to say.
Carol Hines. Curb your enthusiasm.
It's a very exciting day, and you will not be disappointed. One of the things that I love about Bobby, there are a lot. I won't spend the day naming them, but one of the things that I truly respect about him, I have watched him and continue to watch him inspire people of all different parties to come together for the greater good of this country. Yeah. So when you look around you, you're probably going to see Republicans, Democrats, Independents all gathered together to see what we have in common and how we can work together. And that's what Bobby's all about, and that's who he is, and that's what he's doing. And America is listening and is inspired. All right, I think we should just do it. Are you ready to hear from Bobby? Are you at all interested to hear from the new VP pick? Okay, well, let's make a lot of noise. I want to really hear how enthusiastic you are about this. Please, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for my love, for the next president of the United States, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I want to start out, first of all, for thanking all of you, and thanking Oakland, and thank all of you for being here today. I also want to thank the tribal chiefdoms, the Muwekli Ohlone tribe, and the chairwoman of the tribal council for endorsing me today, for putting their faith in me. And they know, the Muwekma Ohlone tribe, and they know very much that this struggle for indigenous rights has consumed a lot of my life, my personal and my professional life, and that this work is going to continue when we are in the White House. The Muwekma Ohlones are one of the many tribes that were decertified during the 1950s and 1960s, and these tribes need to be re-legitimized, and that's something that I will do as soon as I get in the White House.
All right, we're just going to take a break here, and we already know who the pick is, Nicole Shanahan, and we'll get back, and so we'll get your reaction throughout the program as well. But he's a Democrat. Trust me. I know his record.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year, And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has given a speech. We know who the choice is. Great family, great background, great life story, but I don't really see any experience that would say that Nicole Shanahan has the leadership to become the president of the United States and be but one heartbeat away from being the president, because that's the job. It is fascinating to watch that the people attacking Robert F. Kennedy Jr. the most, Democrats. Let me tell you where that's coming from. That is a clear indication that polling is showing that most people rightly see Kennedy as a liberal Democrat. Okay, there's a couple of positions that maybe are unique being a liberal Democrat in this environment, but he's part of the climate alarmist religious cult. He's got far left positions on pretty much everything. He's voted for every left wing radical for president in the modern era. I mean, what else do you need to know? I mean, his own family is mad because they think it's going to hurt Joe Biden. Anyway, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with the Libertarian Party. I don't really see any need to take this any further until he actually finally makes the announcement. We get to hear a little bit from Shanahan. We'll do that probably in the next half hour. And we'll get to the other news of the day. It looks like Ronna McDaniel is out at MSDNC. The inmates running the asylum over there have successfully had a coup. God forbid they have a dissenting voice at NBC News. The lunatics went insane last night. We'll play it for you straight ahead.
Come on, man. It's taken me 47 years to perfect doing nothing. I had to become president to show you I could do that better than anybody.
Joe Biden, the most dangerous man in America.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Well, good thing I didn't stay with the Robert F. Kennedy thing, because it's just he's going on and on and on and on. Now I've just gone through her bio in way more detail. Nicole Shanahan is going to be his VP. All right. She received her certificate in the World Trade Organization studies. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Red flag. She was in law school. She studied intellectual property and Chinese law at the National University of Singapore. According to the Wall Street Journal, was married to the billionaire from Google, one of their co-founders, Sergey Brin, sought apparently $1 billion in the settlement. They had an out-of-court settlement and in confidential arbitration. There were plenty of allegations. I'm not getting into the salaciousness of anything. She claims that it was nearly impossible to have mega wealth and be deeply grounded. She said, when I was living the life of a billionaire, I was not the best version of myself. I felt conflicted every day, like I couldn't access the thing that made me what I am. She described herself, pay very close attention.
as a progressive through and through. Got it? That is a radical leftist, progressive, radical liberal. You know, she was involved in other things. She actually claimed, and this goes to the issue of defund, dismantle, and reimagining police. She said that having a mental health professional at the scene of George Floyd's death would have possibly de-escalated the situation and saved his life. I mean, remember, there's this whole group of people thinking that, well, maybe we need to send social workers when there are issues involving people that have some type of mental disorder. What happens when they get violent? How is the social worker going to handle that? She's the president of the Baya Echo Foundation that invests in reproductive longevity and equality and et cetera, and a livable planet. You getting the point? Livable planet. A lot of code words in here. And anyway, she told a panel on population pressures at COP26, and that's in Glasgow in Scotland, that we have around 60 years of science that is missing around reproductive issues, and that soil health and gut biome, which she says are interrelated, are critical to increasing reproductive longevity. Sounds like alternative health, which I know Linda would love. She's also interested in regenerative agriculture, carbon sequestration. In other words, yeah, she's probably well in line with Robert F. Kennedy's views on the environment, which are radical and extreme. Let's see, her past donations. She has donated to Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, local congressman, Democrat Ro Khanna. Ro Khanna, I believe is how you say it. She hosted a big fundraiser for Buttigieg, supported Marianne Williamson's long shot 2020 bid, donated to Biden's Victory Fund 2020, and then, you know, started getting interested in Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s run. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I do wonder about vaccine injuries, she once said. In February, she contributed $4 million to the American Values 2024 PAC, a super PAC, to help Kennedy fund a retro Super Bowl ad that linked Kennedy with his uncle JFK, the former president. The ad sparked blowback from the Kennedy family. She was apparently involved in the creative process of creating that ad. And anyway, I mean, I could just keep going on and on. And it sounds like maybe ideologically the perfect pick for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And maybe this is why the Biden campaign is just freaking out and flipping out. I have so much other news I haven't gotten to yet today. I got to get to it. Well, the inmates are running the asylum. Hang on. He is with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, visited East Palestine nearly 3 weeks, blah, 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 blah. He's with the governor. I'm not sure what this means. What does that mean?
Pete Buttigieg is right now with the NTSB and the governor of Maryland hours after what happened last night at the Francis Scott Key Bridge. It took him 3 weeks to go to East Palestine.
Okay. Maybe they're learning from their mistakes. Maybe it'll be only 6 months until Joe shows up. I just don't. It just somebody, no background, no experience. I mean, at least Admiral Stockman, remember Ross Perot's pick, maybe one of the greatest lines ever used in a vice presidential debate. You know, when he started out, who am I and why am I here? It was pretty funny. Looks like the inmates at the asylum known as MBC and MSDNC. Well, according to the Daily Mail, MBC has dropped former RNC chair Ronna McDaniel as a paid contributor less than a week after her role was announced. She did a whopping 1 day appearance. And then the wheels came off. All started by Chucky Todd. This is hurting our credibility as journalists. They all claim to be journalists at MSDNC. None of them are journalists. None of them. They're all talk show hosts. Now, I'm a talk show host. I'm honest about who I am. I don't claim that I am a journalist. But as part of my role as being a talk show host, we do journalism. And I could produce thousands of hours on TV and radio. Me doing straight news. We do investigative reporting. looking at the Biden family syndicate that the mob ignores, looking into Obama's radical associations, getting right the Russia hoax that the mob and the media all got wrong because of their liberal talk show host views. They all claim to be journalists. Nope, they're liberal talk show hosts. And anyway, we've got a new montage of how insane it just, it went on and on from there. It went from Chucky Todd to Liberal Joe to Mika, and then all the way through the day, you know, into prime time and circle back Jen Psaki and conspiracy theorist extraordinaire. Apparently they gave her uninterrupted airtime last night to give this long emotional speech how Ronna McDaniel will not be on MSDNC. Really? And I say that and give you that level of detail because there has been an effort since by other parts of the company to muddy that up in the press and make it seem like that's not what happened at MSDNC. Okay. Thank you for straightening that out. Joy Reid, Nicole Wallace, Lawrence O'Donnell. I mean, the whole place. Okay, well, who runs the asylum here? Anyway, apparently it's them. Listen.
There's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination.
You weren't asked about our opinion on the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected for several reasons, including but not limited to Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme and her pressuring of election officials to not certify election results.
But we've also said election deniers is not just they can do that on our airwaves, but that they can do that as one of us, as badge carrying employees of NBC News, as paid contributors to our sacred airwaves.
Our democracy is in danger because of the lies that people like Ronna McDaniel have pushed on this country.
And this is not about not having Republicans on. No. We welcome Republican voice. I wish more Republicans. I want Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney to get right here and come talk to me. The reality is, this isn't a difference of opinion. She literally backed an illegal scheme to steal an election in the state of Michigan.
We were told this weekend in clear terms, Ronna McDaniel will not be on our air. Ronna McDaniel will not be on MSNBC. And I say that and give you that level of detail because there has been an effort since by other parts of the company to muddy that up in the press and make it seem like that's not what happened at MSNBC. I can assure you that is what happened at MSNBC.
Okay, so this is what they're all saying. And then it got worse from there. If I'm Ronna McDaniel, I am hiring the best libel attorney in the country, and I am going hard big time after NBC. Big time. And it's not just whatever the contract payout is. No, I'd go way deeper than that. But, you know, we'll see what happens. That's what I'd be doing. We'll see. You know, we're talking here about Shanahan being the choice of RFK Jr. Well, you know, Ford lost $4.5 billion because of electric vehicles. I mean, he has been on this kick on the environment for pretty much all of his adult life. And Chrysler owns Stellantis. They're cutting 400 jobs to focus on electric vehicles. Ford lost $4.5 billion. Anyway, it's the company of several auto brands, Dodge, Jeep, Chrysler, confirming that they're laying off hundreds of U.S. workers to trim their workforce amid their transition to the electric vehicle production. Wow. I mean, they want to force electric vehicles down your throat, whether you like them or don't like them. They literally want you to get rid of your gas stove, your refrigerator, your air conditioner. Stop eating meat. There's no end to this. Unbelievable. Look at the economy. Americans' dream is shrinking. New home sales slipping again last month. Builders are now ramping up production and going smaller because people can't afford it, with especially interest rates high and the inflation that Joe Biden created. Never mind America's debt is now a death spiral. This was on FoxNews.com. The U.S., our country, is now on track for the Treasury to pay $1 trillion only on interest on the debt. You guys and legal experts are raising the alarm on Biden's Plan B student loan handout. He was told by the Supreme Court he couldn't do it. And what is he doing? Billions of more dollars of student loan forgiveness. Costco is going to crack down on non-members eating at food courts. I mean, everybody knows they have their $1.50 hot dog and soda combination, their chicken bakes and their pizza. I love Costco. I love Target. I love Walmart. I love all those stores. They have everything you want. They're great. You save money in the process. But anyway, back to this issue about MSDNC. Why would the idea, Linda, I'm in my 28th year at Fox. I've been hired to do a show. My show runs from 9 to 10 Eastern. My job is not to do the hiring and firing at the Fox News Channel. I don't own the Fox News Channel. I don't run the Fox News Channel. I'm an employee of Fox News, a contractual employee. That's what I do. And my job is to do the best job I can do. And I take my responsibility now in my 28th year more seriously now than I ever have. And we take great pride in getting it right when the mob and the media gets it wrong, like on the Russia hoax, like explaining that Joe Biden leveraging $1 billion, you know, of taxpayer money so his son can be paid millions, even though he admits he has no experience and admits at the time he was addicted to drugs. That's a big story. Unless, of course, you're a liberal talk show host at fake news CNN like Fake Jake, or over at MSDNC like Liberal Joe and the party over there and Chucky Todd and conspiracy theorist Maddow and Circle Back Jen Psaki. And we have Joyless Behar, Joyless Reed, and then we got Lawrence O'Donnell. I haven't really come up with a nickname for him yet. I will, just for kicks and giggles. But they claim, now, we do journalism, as I said earlier. We do investigative reporting that they don't do. They lied about the Russia hoax for 3+ years. No apologies, no corrections, none of that. And we do other things as well. We give opinion. They give opinion. They just don't, they just call their opinion journalism, and it's not. They have an opinion. They hate Donald Trump. MSDNC doesn't even want a conservative voice. Oh, we want more Republicans on. We'd love to have Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger on. They're not Republicans. They're not conservative. They'll claim they are, but what they did on that January 6th committee is a disgrace. How they allowed a phony narrative about Donald Trump trying to commandeer the car that was being driven by the Secret Service, except the Secret Service agent said it never happened and they never told us. You know, all the missing documents and files that we're now learning about, the fact that Donald Trump had a meeting and that now the former acting defense secretary, Cash Patel, Mark Meadows, Donald Trump, Mark Milley all admit, yeah, Trump talked about bringing up the guard. But in writing, Muriel Bowser said no. She had to legally say yes. Well, if he wanted an insurrection, why would he be authorizing the guard to be called up? Can't make this up. 800-941-SHAWN is a number if you want to be a part of the program. All right, when we come back, we got a lot of other news we're going to get to today. We'll look into the meltdown of the left about the Trump reduction in terms of bail in New York. Mike Lindell, MyPillow, they love helping every American get a great night's sleep. It all started with the original MyPillow. After the pillow, he then focused on bedding. That's where the Giza Dream Sheets come in. The softest cotton, most durable. I mean, it's great. Now is the time to upgrade your bedding and give these Giza Dream Sheets a try for a limited time. You can purchase a queen-size set now for $59.98, king-size $10 more. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, or just call 800-919-6090. MyPillow, well, they keep getting canceled by big box stores, attacked by the media. That's their way of saying thank you to the loyal customers for your support during tough times for them. And they give you extra savings. Like right now, you can get 60% off the original My Slippers. And every order today, you get free shipping. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity.
Sea to shining sea. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, I want to take a moment, congratulate my friends Paul and Lindsay. It's their one-year anniversary. They own Chicken Salad Chick. They own a number of them, and it's their one-year anniversary today at their Brooksville location. If you're in Brooksville, Florida, you want to go out and see them. They got a lot of stuff going on, and thanks for listening to 99.9 Fox News Radio. More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox entry system to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now, businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.